Hey, everyone, and welcome to Success is the New Black. Here we're going to talk about some business topics, and we're going to talk about how to make 2017 your bitch. Coming soon. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Success is the New Black. Welcome back to Black, right? Happy New Year. I am your host, Ashita Andre, and with me I have my co-host.
Yeah, I'm Tara Johnson still. I was Tara Johnson in 2016, still Tara Johnson in 2017.
That's okay. We're going to change that because we got some goals we're going to set up in here in 2017 to change that. You're going to be Tara something else.
How about that?
All right.
How about that? And I'm totally fine with that. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
I love it. Now, I like that. Because that's a go-getter right there.
That is.
I'm just letting you know where you can find me.
Oh, let me. This is where you can find me.
Where you can find
me. TJ Wagging Her Tail.
All right. That's it. I will go somewhere with that, but I'm not going to go there. Because
I know you would.
Anyway, we are back. Happy New Year. And did you have a great New Year?
I had a fantastic New Year. Yeah. I was actually at home with the fam in Georgia and haven't been at home in Athens, Georgia. Big ups to Athens, Georgia, the ATH, as I like to call it, in like too many years to even, you know, even explain, but it was fantastic being home with the people.
Great.
So it was a great New Year.
I love it.
And I'm happy to be back.
I'm happy that you are back wagging your tail. Ooh, and ooh. I was chilling for New Year's. I was relaxing and just chilling and relaxing.
That's it.
Getting ready because 2017 is going to be amazing. So I was prepping for that. So now that we're talking about prepping, let's get into the topics, the business topics, because Tara has some amazing things to share to help you grow for 2017. And then I have something fabulous to share with you. So go ahead, Tara.
Thank you very much. Business news. So there's a lot of things going on this week. I'm sure we've heard all about them. So let's talk about a few of them. You know, Oprah, Lady O is up to it again. Yes, she is an entrepreneur. She's an author. She's a TV host. She's a magazine owner. She's a, and a lot of other
she's a.
Right. A lot of other she's a. But she announced this past Wednesday that she and Kraft Heinz are going into business together to do a joint venture for a new frozen food type of endeavor. And the name of it is Mealtime Stories, LLC. And they want to create a line of food that will make real, nutritious products more accessible to everyone. And their first offering is going to be refrigerated products across multiple platforms. Now, we all know this is not Lady O's first dip in the toe in the food industry. In 2014, she teamed up with Starbucks to do her Teavana Oprah Chai, which is one of my faves, mm-hmm. and they are phasing it out, and I'm searching for it fast and furious, so if you know where I can get some, let me know. And then 2015, she took a 10% stake in Weight Watchers, which we all know she loves bread, and because of that Weight Watchers membership, she has now lost 40 pounds. And that Weight Watchers investment has had its ups and downs, but she's still hanging in there strong. So now here we are in 2017 with Kraft Heinz to do this new product. And I will say the great thing about this is 10% of all profits from the product will go to charities that are working to eradicate hunger. So, Ashita, what do you think of this new partnership for Lady O here?
I love it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I love everything that she does. I am so inspired by her. I'm enamored by her. And she uplifts me. And I would love to meet her one day. But I just love the fact that I've watched her from the time that she was on talk show.
Yeah.
And I've watched her journey, even from weight loss, when she took off that robe and she lost all that weight, and how she unfortunately gained it back, mm-hmm. lost it, gained it mm-hmm. back. But I just love how she doesn't give up and she keeps trying, and she tries different ventures to get to the goal that she's trying to achieve. And she inspires others along the way.
Yeah.
So this is truly motivating, and I just love it.
I love the thought of it. Let me just say, love the thought of it, and I like the fact that it would have been very easy for Oprah just to be a television host or now to run OWN and kind of live on that and live on that legacy. But she's really willing and understanding that diversification is the way to go. You know, now she's doing food products. She just put out a cookbook at the beginning of the year also, Food, Happiness, and Health, or Food, Health, and Happiness. And she's giving 115 of her own recipes. And so now she's also diving more into this food industry, which ironically is the one part of her life that she struggled with for so long. The one hesitation I have is, and I'll just reserve comment until I get a chance to test the food, is I'm always concerned when people come out with refrigerated products, because we all know processed goods are not always the best for us.
Right.
So I hope that she and Kraft are trying to figure out a way to do nutritious products in a way that's also, I mean, nutritious products that's also accessible to the normal average American, that we can, they can afford it. And I also want to make sure that she's putting out a positive eating message. That's what, you know, that's what it is, because we all know Lady O has the Midas touch. So whatever right. she puts out there, people are going to jump on. Just want to make sure that what they're jumping on really is good for them.
But, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. Being that she's brand conscious.
Yes.
I believe that it would definitely be healthy.
Yes.
I definitely think it'll be healthy.
It costs way too much to eat healthy in this country. And so she can bring something to the marketplace that's going to, one, be nutritious, and two, be accessible to the masses. I am all in your corner, 100%. So we will wait and see. No idea of when this is going to roll out. I've heard maybe as early as the fall. But of course, we know as soon as it hits the shelves in the grocery stores, we will all know about it, and they will probably all be gone. So be ready.
All right.
Be ready.
Be ready.
So also, we have to be ready for something that's a little bit different this year. Tax season is upon us. And if you are a person who has historically gotten the earned tax credit or the additional child tax credit, there is a delay in store for you. I'm sorry to tell you. So there's a delay in when your tax refund will come. And I mean all of your tax refund, not just part of it. There's a law that was passed in 2015, the PAC. And what it actually requires is, it requires by statute that the IRS not be able to release these tax refunds until February 15th, 2017. And there's real reason behind it. I know you want your money, and I get that, but there's really a reason behind it. So the earned tax credit and the additional child tax credit are what they call refundable tax credits, which means regardless of your tax liability, if you get these credits, they can take your tax liability to zero or either negative. It can be under zero. So if it's even under the zero, the IRS still has to pay you money. So even if you've paid nothing into the government, you can get money out. If you're eligible for these credits, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But it's also a wonderful, wonderful thing for scammers and people who are into tax return fraud, which has gone up exponentially in the past 2 years. In 2014, it was a little over $6 billion that was reported in tax return fraud. In 2016, it was estimated to be over $16 billion. So this is a real issue. So the reason why they're actually causing this delay in tax returns is because they want to give the government time to catch up with the returns. Normally, employers have to give you your W-2 or your 1099 by January 31st. We all are familiar with that date. But employers don't have to give the government proof of your income until end of February if you send it in by mail, or end of March if it's done electronically. And normally by that time, a lot of us have already received our refunds at that time. So the reason this law is actually having the delay is because this law also requires employers to send income information to the Social Security Administration by January 31st. So the government is asking for those 2 weeks to try to match up the income so they can give more accurate refunds and try to cause and break down on crime. This is a really big deal because by February 12th of 2016, the IRS had issued 29.155 million tax refunds, equaling over $94 billion. And by February 19th, 2016, that number had jumped to million refunds, totaling $120 billion. So this delay can have some real ramifications. What does it mean for our entrepreneurs out there watching? It can mean a lot. There's 70% of businesses in this country are owned by sole practitioners. And because of the way the country is run, a lot of us are independent contractors living off 1099s. This might affect you. So the best thing we can simply say to you is plan accordingly. A 2 week delay in you getting your money can mean a lot of things for a small business. So plan accordingly. Ashita, what do you think?
I like that. Plan accordingly. And I like the fact that you brought this to the forefront because I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
So this is really good.
It's all about information.
It's all about information. So it's important. And that's the reason why I love doing this show, especially doing this show with you, is because I love giving out information.
Yeah.
And now I know to plan accordingly.
Plan accordingly.
Yes.
If you're expecting that money to come on the 1st and it comes to the 15th, that could be a big deal.
Yeah.
But the IRS is still saying that 9 out of 10 tax returns will still be, the refund will still go out within 21 days. Go to the IRS.gov or to their app and use the tool Where's My Refund to track your refund to know exactly when it will hit you.
Absolutely. And then if you can, sign up for the electronic payment so it can go right into your account. Right. That helps too.
Into your account. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to check your account and to see that money there. I'm just going to let you know.
And save it.
And save it. And lastly, I wanted to talk about a busy, busy week at the White House. I'm just like, whew. Mm. I was reading all this information and hearing all of these executive orders and memos that have gone out, and I am exhausted myself. So we all know that President Trump is attempting to reduce the budget by $10 trillion. And he is saying that he's not going to touch things like Medicare or Social Security. But there are definitely agencies out there that are on possibly the chopping block. Everything for the Endowment of the Arts and some of the other ones have to do with civil rights agencies, justice departments, and ones that I definitely want to bring up, which is the Minority Business Development Agency. These agencies have been put in place all across the country to help minorities, people of color, have access to starting businesses, even knowing the first step to take to create a business, and helping you and holding your hand all the way through the process. Even after you become an entrepreneur, sometimes you want to expand your business and you need more access to capital. That is the importance of this agency. And it is. It's for all people of color. Unfortunately, it seems as if it's going to be on the chopping block. But the thing I can simply say is we were able to, you know, unite women. Millions of women gathered in D.C., and I was in D.C. last week, and you could still feel the vibe of the people letting their voices be heard against the president and the things that he's doing. We can still organize on a national level, but I ask everyone to think about on a local level. If you are a successful entrepreneur and you have something to offer, organize things in your community, in your neighborhood to pass along the information you have. If you have access and information to capital, which is one of the biggest problems that entrepreneurs have that will stop the growth and completely shut down a business, then take it upon yourself to maybe get together with some other entrepreneurs in your chamber of commerce or something and offer some assistance to someone else in these neighborhoods. Just because the government thinks that they can shut these things down, there may not be anything we can do about it today, but we can definitely organize on a community basis and start to grow things from there. If no one's going to give it to us, we can definitely organize and give it to ourselves.
Amen.
What do you think?
I think that's great. You just gave the best advice.
I have nothing to say.
That's absolutely great.
So organize.
Yes.
Let everyone know about the information, and we can. Together, we are a lot stronger than apart. So let's unite.
Amen to that.
There you go. And Ashi, that's business news this week.
That is business news this week. Thank you so much, Tara. I really appreciate it. And I have a little something that actually tags along with your business news. I'm going to talk about how to make 2017 your bitch.
I am so intrigued.
I am intrigued as well. Because I'm actually doing these things because of what's happening with Trump. Because we have to learn not to rely on the government. We have to rely on ourselves. And it's so important that you get everything in order and put perspective in whatever it is that you want to do. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you want to be an executive, doesn't matter. It's the fact that you have to rely on yourself because that's all you have is yourself. And how to do it.
There you go.
So first and foremost, you must see yourself as successful. I did this. I had to see myself as a success, and I had to see myself at the top. So you have to first see what is your vision, what is it that you want, and then decide today is the day to go for it. It is the last 2 days of, well, the last 3 days, counting today, in January. So you still have time to just go ahead and take off and make 2017 yours. So after you decide that this is who I am, never, never, never give up. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard, but you can do it because we see success everywhere. Tara just spoke about Oprah. Oprah had challenges. Oprah had problems, but she never, ever gave up. You saw when she did OWN.
Absolutely.
When she first started her network, it was there was nothing on the network at all.
Nothing but naysayers.
There was nothing but naysayers. And she had to lay off several staff members. Mm-hmm. And the pressure of her own name was heavy on her.
Totally.
But she still persevered. And she talks about that all the time, how she had to sit back, take a look, and kind of start over. So it's not the fact that even if you're on top that it stops. It continues on even when you're at Oprah's level. So why not train yourself mentally and say, you know what, I'm going to train myself even when it gets hard to never, ever give up. So you see yourself successful and you're going to make a proclamation to yourself to never give up, ever, no matter what. You may have to make some adjustments, but you're not going to give up. Second, there are two types of people that are going to be in your life, the people who are going to support you and the people who are not going to support you. You have to understand this, and most of all, you have to accept it, because these people may be the form of family members. These people may be the form of friends. So, and colleagues at work, and their families, colleagues, and people that you work with.
Yeah, your coworkers.
And your coworkers, and they're just going to rally against you. So you have to realize that this may take shape in your life and just deal with it. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. But that's part of the process. And remember, what you're going through and during this process is going to help elevate you, because when you make it, believe me, the naysayers are going to come to you in hundreds and thousands. And they're going to come to you on social media. They're going to come to you in the form of email. They're going to come to you in the form of comments when you're doing something. So just be prepared and be ready.
And be ready and prepared for the form in which they come, because yes, the person who you think will be in your corner 100%.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to say all the times.
Yes.
But you'll be surprised who really, when it comes down to it, really who's supporting you and who will not. And just don't let that deter you.
Don't let it deter you. Third, set goals. But don't just set goals. Don't just write down and say, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. Set a goal and put a time on it. Say, I'm going to set this goal, and this goal is due February 28th of 2017. Then I'm going to set another goal, and that goal is due in March 28th of 2017. Maybe your day is 28. Maybe your favorite number is 17. Whatever it is that you can attach yourself to, set a goal and pick that date, which is your due date. And then when you hit that goal, celebrate. Because there's nothing more important, whether it's buying some shoes, whether it's buying a purse, whether it's taking yourself out to an expensive restaurant, whatever it is, set a goal, set a date, and when you hit that goal, make sure that you celebrate. But when you set that goal, be committed to it. Because a lot of times what we do in the beginning of the new year, we'll say, yep, you know what, it's the new year, I have resolutions, I'm going to do this, this, and that.
Definitely.
And then you don't stick with it. And next thing you know, 6 months goes by and you don't have your goal. So be committed to whatever that goal is and stick with it no matter what. Because I'm going to tell you, the universe is there for you, whatever it is that you want to do, but it's going to test you. And when the universe tests you, it's going to see, how bad do you really want this? How bad do you want to set this goal? How bad do you want to reach this goal? Because when you hit trial and tribulations, that's the universe testing you. It's testing your will. It's testing that muscle to see if you can persevere through. Because if you can't persevere through, you just told yourself you can't do it. And you don't want to tell yourself you can't do it. So remember that. Remember, it's a test and it's a continuous test. And the tests are going to get harder each time you hit a goal. So always remember that. Then fifth, think about your network. Now, a lot of times we want to start businesses, or we want to, you know, move to get raises at work and get a different job title at work. But check and see what your network is. Who can help you achieve that goal? Who can help you get to the next step? A lot of times the people in your network, they know someone that knows someone that knows someone, and they can help you. Am I right?
It's totally, you have no idea who yes. can help you until you ask for help.
Absolutely. Because there was a time that I needed help and I asked Tara. I said, Tara, I am looking for some people to help me with social media. And she was like, I know someone.
Yep.
And I was like, fabulous. And because she likes them and she trusts them, I'm going to like them and I'm going to trust them.
There you go.
So what did I do? I made a phone call instead of meeting.
And that's where it starts.
And that's where it starts. So do not be afraid to reach out to your network. Do not be afraid to ask for help. But most importantly, with your network, also take the time to support others. And that's where you go dive into the big pool.
Yes.
You must must, the people that have helped you, the people that have supported you, you must return the favor. Don't get so involved into your business and into your life that you're like, oh, I don't have time, I don't want to do this, or I can't support. Even if you don't, just try to find a way to say, you know what, I'm a little bit busy, but how can I help? I can donate, I can help with maybe my time on this particular day, but I just have 3 hours. Always help and be supportive, because that goes a long way. Because when the tables turn, they always do,
yes,
you're going to need that favor in return.
Karma is serious.
Yes, it is. So that was 5. The 6th was helping other business. The 7th, which is so important, clean up your social media.
Branding is everything today.
Everything. Please. And then when you clean it up, take a step back and go, do I really need to post this food? Do I really need to post myself swinging from some chandeliers? Because that's not who you are. Now, I love it. I love the fun side of us.
If that's your brand, that's your brand.
Exactly. If that is your brand, then that's fine. But remember, what people see, that's what they go to know you. That's what they go to go, okay, who is this person? Is she inspirational? Is she positive? Is she a go-getter? Or is she swinging from chandeliers? Is she always posting about food, unless you're a chef? But make sure that you clean up your media and you stick to who you are and what your brand is. I cannot tell you how important that is, because I went and looked. There was a hairstylist that asked for referrals, and she was like, oh, if you know someone that wants to come and, you know, use my services, to contact me. I said, yeah, sure, I'll follow you on social media, I'll be supportive. And then I looked on her social media.
And you're like, no, I won't.
And I'm like, no, I don't think I want any of my friends to go to you. Because every time I saw your post, you were talking about how bitches ain't shit. Then you were talking about how niggas ain't shit. And use those words. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, but I have to be transparent here. Then you were talking about how you were dating people. But it was nothing about your hair business. It was nothing about what you do. And so how am I supposed to refer that person and say, hey, check out their social media? And then they're going to see all these posts, and you don't show anything about your hair. Don't show anything about how you're a color technician. You don't show anything about how you're on the red carpet. You don't show anything. You just talk all negative. And now people don't necessarily go to your website anymore. They go to your social media page.
They check them all. You know, yes. They check everything before they make a decision. Yes.
So please, 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 I cannot stress how important this is to clean up your social media. Please. And another... I think that was on 7. I'm on 8.
On 8.
Set the reward system, which I had already talked about.
Yes, which is really important.
Which is so important. And then the ninth is keep your word. One of the things that I've noticed about a lot of people with social media, I mean with their businesses, is that they don't keep their word. And let me tell you how they do it. And sometimes it's not on purpose. It's actually unconsciously. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tara, how are you? Nice to meet you. Let's do lunch. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do lunch. And then you never hear from them to do lunch. From them to have drinks. You never send that email. You never said that you're going to, whatever you said that you were going to do, just do it. Keep your word and follow through. Because I may hadn't had the chance to get your number. I probably haven't had the chance to get your email address, but if you say, hey, you know what? Email me.
True.
Email. It's so important, because you never know who that person knows.
And you can add that person to your network, and then you can ask for help. And absolutely. Then it can move. That could be the one thing that makes the difference in where you are and where you want to be.
Absolutely. And lastly, the 10th is fund your business and yourself. Now, here's a great thing that I found. How to save $5,000 in a year. Type that in into your web browser. And there's so many different areas that you can go that they have so many different ideas on how to save $5,000 in a year. That's what I would like for you to do, whether it's for your business account or your personal account, and stick to it year after year after year. There's one that I found where you put the first week is $20, then the next week is $35, then the next week is $45, and then the 5th week is $120, then it drops back down to $20, and then it jumps again to $55. So it's easy.
Right. So yeah, because I can hear people already going, I can't do that.
Exactly.
That's too difficult.
Exactly.
So there are ways out there you can make this work for you.
Absolutely.
You just have to take the step to find it.
Absolutely. So I say that to say, type in your browser how to fund $5,000 into my account, and then look at it and say, you know what, I can do this. What, there's so many different ways to do it mm-hmm. online that they have. They have charts. When you pick the chart that's comfortable for you, do it, stick to it, and make a commitment to stick to it, which means you're going to have to budget, but that's going to teach you how to budget, because it's going to teach you how to budget fiscally for your business. So start the training wheels now, so that when your business does grow, you already have the tools, you already have everything that you need to run the business effectively.
Yeah. Thank you so much for those tips. I want to say, number one is so important. Just the visualization of seeing yourself as a success is so much of the key, because if you don't believe you can do it, no mm-hmm. one else is going to believe that you can do it. And I have a couple of book recommendations. I'm really into auto books this year, listening to other successful people. And so I will actually go to our YouTube page where this video will be posted, and I will post some recommendations for some books that will possibly help you with that visualization.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
I make 2017 your bitch, but don't be a bitch in 2017.
You ain't got to be one. To make 2017 one.
Right.
There is a difference.
There's a difference. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Those are the top 10 tips that I have. You may have several tips on your own that I would love to hear, and you can share them with me, and I can talk about them, or I can do them myself. But I just really want you to go out in 2017, start this new year. Don't worry. I mean, yes, we do have to worry about Trump. But just stay focused. Don't worry too much about Trump when you lose focus on what you have to do.
Don't let him consume you.
Exactly. Stay focused, stay driven, stay committed, set your goals, and make 2017 yours. And you're going to be so proud of yourself when December 2017 arrives, and you're going to be like, wow, I did it.
That's it. And that's the biggest part. I think what you said about making those celebrations, those little celebrations along the way, I think we all wait too long to celebrate ourselves. You know, we're waiting for the big something, or the big deal, or the first $10,000 deal we close, and that kind of thing. But that $10,000 deal won't close until we close the $1,000 deal, or the $100 deal, or the first dollar that comes into your business deal. So celebrations don't have to cost anything, but it definitely creates a feeling of gratitude. And when you get used to that feeling and you start liking that feeling, and who doesn't love that feeling, it feeds on itself with the whole like law of attraction and thing. If you feel good, you know, law of attraction will bring other good feeling things to you. So celebrate yourself. 100%. You are worth it.
Yes.
Get with it.
Well, that is all that I have to say today.
I think that's me too. I think that's all I have to say too.
I love it. Even though I kind of said some bad things, but I had to keep it real. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I know you're probably going to tweet, they'll use that word, or blah, blah, blah. But that was the reality of what people are posting on social media. As business owners.
And you see how it turned her off. So
yes,
remember
so
that.
So please
too.
Keep your personal life to yourself.
Keep your brand consistent.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's
keep
what
your
it
brand
is.
Brand consistent.
Yes. I'm Ashita Andre. You can find me at Ashita Andre on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
I'm Tara Johnson. I'm still TJ wagging her tail. You can find me there.
Thanks so much. And we look forward to inspiring you next week.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. Black.